Now we have our second feature, the regular nostalgia article by Derek James, who this week looks at how a teacher set up a successful charity to educate children in northern Ghana and became a tribal chief. Your reader is Sarah Lasher.
Some of you listening to this may have helped move many young people in northern Ghana out of poverty and into the classroom, giving them a future we take for granted. It will be 30 years ago this April since the wonderful Walugu project was established by Norfolk school teacher Lynn Simmons. It has now raised more than £1 million, which has been used to educate generations of girls and boys and more. Lynn made headlines across the country and on television some years ago when she was made the tribal chief for the whole of the Mamprusi tribe, the largest in northern Ghana. It resulted in a large ceremony on a very hot day. I felt very bewildered. It was the first time a white woman had ever been chief of an entire tribe. I kept asking myself if it was real and I didn't deserve it, but it was a great privilege, she said. This all started when Lynn was head of science at Heatherset Old Hall School and took part in a trip to Japan for teachers from across the world. Each country chose someone to go on a trip to the Japanese Parliament. I represented the UK and got talking to a representative from Ghana. He said one of the girls in his school had died and wanted to know what we did in England when this happens. I was taken aback. He went on to tell me about setting up a secondary school in northern Ghana designed to get more girls into education, said Lynn. At the time, there were relatively few opportunities for girls who were expected to get married at a very early age, produce babies and support their husbands. This man was looking to buck the trend and prove there was much more to girls than that. He wanted to set up a hostel for them and stock his empty school library. Lynn was determined to help. I realised with the school curriculum here changing every few years, numerous books were being thrown out by schools and these could be valuable in Ghana. Barry Brooks offered space to keep them at his factory between Heatherset and Little Melton, and before long a lorry full of books was on its way to Ghana, where they were so pleased they named the library after Lynn. Before long, she visited Ghana. I was ignorant about Africa and visited a place which had very little, but the people were so kind and their outlook on life was infectious. They wanted to improve themselves, and I quickly learned a lot and saw the need for a school. They were pleased to see a white person, and it was awe-inspiring to see that the girls had so much hope, despite having so little, said Lynn. Back home, the girls at Heatherset Old Hall School began raising money. People were generous and there was soon enough to build a hostel for the girls in Ghana. The Walugu project, named after a local village, was established and took off. Over the last 30 years, it has built and rebuilt around 100 schools, including hostels for female teachers. It has also built toilets, provided equipment such as ploughs to help people be self-sufficient, and sunk 50 boreholes to provide clean water. The first vocational schools for girls started with 40 pupils, but now give an education to more than 1,000 young people, including boys. The Walugu project has done such great work over the years and made a real difference to so many people in Ghana. Many now have good jobs thanks to receiving an education. Today it is run by a team of volunteers both in this country and Ghana and is supported by individual groups, churches, rotary clubs and many other organisations. We are a good charity to give money to because donors know we will spend it well. More than 98% of donations go directly to work in Ghana, said Lynn. One of our great strengths is people know we are not a large charity and our funds aren't large, but everything goes to our projects and much of the labour is done voluntarily by local people, she added. Lynn is currently working on a number of bids to charitable trusts and hopes the project will continue. A school can be built for £55,000, which would include 6 rooms, including a staff room and storage facility. Toilets and furniture are an additional cost. Lynn's final thoughts are simple. Their culture is very different to ours. We should celebrate, respect, and learn from our differences and help that to widen our perspective on the world.